You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast.
Why do we keep doing throw pillows at hotels? I hate it. It's so gross.
You will not find them at any of the Firestone properties.
Really?
We do not have throw pillows. Or those are called shams, the kind of the fake blankets there. They offer no warmth. They're only offer bacterial content.
They're gross. You've eliminated them?
I don't know why I'm answering this.
It's a great start to the podcast. No, I like this. This is the stuff. You have hotels, and this is something Lauren and I have a problem with. You go to hotels, and there's like a blanket. Like, we're in a room right now here at this lovely hotel, but there's a blanket that I would like to burn on the bed. There's a throw pillow that looks like maybe it's 50 years old.
Yeah, if you throw that blanket on the floor in the middle of the night, when you wake up, it'll actually be back on the bed.
It just goes home?
No, it just knows how to get back up there.
So wait, and you're, because I know you have some hotels. Like, do you guys consciously make sure you don't do that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that we do in the hotel biz that like, we would never have drawers because 90% of the time people will forget something in a drawer, or cleaning a drawer is really hard. Also, under the beds.
Yes. So, no space.
So we actually have platforms on all our beds. Yeah. So nothing gets under there.
And then you don't have to clean under there.
Do you guys...
But people don't lose things under there.
I might be dating
a shoe.
Come to these hotels. They will not let you lose a thing. You will walk out with all of your possessions.
I'll be hopping out because I will have forgotten both of my left shoes. So it's just,
I might be dating myself, but when I was younger, and we just watched Mission Impossible the other night, and it made me think of this, they used to always have a Bible.
Yes.
Every hotel room had a Bible in it.
Oh, yeah. No, yep. I remember that. Yep. I think still do.
And Lauren and I just watched Mission Impossible, the original. And of course, he was like talking about the Gideons. The Gideons. He stayed at the Drake Hotel. And it's like, he has
spoiler
the Bible.
Spoiler alert for the 1996 Mission Impossible.
It wasn't like I said Emilio dies in the beginning.
That's, oh, my God.
Come on. It was 45 years ago. She was like, I was just about to jump into that Mission Impossible series. Tonight, the wife and I were going to sit down. We were going to dive in. Ghost Protocol. And I'm like, no, let's start at the beginning.
You know what? By the way, like, my little brother and his girlfriend are doing this really fun thing where they're watching old movies. Like, they're like big movie buffs.
Old?
And they
this is what offends me. Old. I'm thinking like Casablanca. Wait,
before you get to that, can we answer the question? Yeah. I really want to know, like, is that still a thing? Do you guys put Bibles in your hotels?
Different categories of hotels do.
Okay.
But it's a bit of a controversy which Bible goes in, because they are gifted. Yeah. We don't purchase them. They're brought to us
by King James or the...
Yes, or which religion or which faith and all that kind of stuff.
So, I did not know they
were
gifted.
So the beauty of it, in this modern age, you can pull up whatever verse you'd like on your phone or your tablet and enjoy it that way.
Wait, you can do that?
Yes, you can do that. Huh. I mean... you might be blocked from those sites, but
yes,
most law-abiding tax-paying citizens can, Chris.
No, I just didn't, because you know, obviously you used to open up a drawer, which don't exist anymore, apparently, and you'd see the Bible, and it was very interesting. And so there you go.
Yeah. I just can't believe the Bibles are swag.
They're gifted.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, but it makes sense, though, to promote the church. I guess it makes sense. So, sorry, you were asking about old movies.
Well, no, my brother and his girlfriend are doing this thing where they watch old movies, including like Casablanca. I mean, they are going back. Yes, black and white movies. Yep. And I was wondering if they ever get through a movie, or like if I try to watch an old movie now, I can't not start looking up about it on my phone. And then like I'm probably spoiled the movie because I get interested in like how it was made and all that, and I'm Googling it as I'm watching it. Does anyone else?
I think there's certain movies that, yes, like keeping the suspense is important. Like The Sixth Sense. Remember that? You know, the Bruce. That's one that you don't want to research.
Dead.
But like,
we are ruining every movie.
That was so rude.
Darth Vader is his father.
No, but then there's other ones. I mean, like the Captain Phillips story. We all kind of know how that ends, but it's the movie, the story behind it, which I think is so compelling.
Tom Hanks always makes it back. Just know that Tom Hanks is always going to live, whether he's on a boat or in a spacecraft.
What movie?
Private Ryan, he did not make it back.
Good point.
He didn't make it off the bridge. I really haven't seen that.
and now you never will.
You're right.
Miramax Films, you just lost a viewer.
You're right. He does die again. God. That's the one movie where Tom Hanks goes down. Huh. Because he didn't die in Big.
I had such
You know what is sad is when he dies and you've got mail. You don't see that coming. You think this is such an easy movie.
I'll reference that all the time, and then Lauren never gets it. I always say, don't cry, shop girl. Don't cry. And she's like, what is that? I was like, it's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Ivana is looking at you right now like, Ivana's been here the whole time.
Like, literally nothing for movies. I'll watch it, and the next day I'm like, eh.
Are you not a movie person?
Kind of, sort of. I have my favorites.
You're a genre-specific one. If Patrick Dempsey has seen it or has walked by a movie theater that it was playing in, loves it.
Is Patrick Dempsey your like exemption card?
Yeah.
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 Have you guys had that conversation for real? We've never had this conversation.
I've had it with Yvonne and Andrew.
And your exemption cards?
Yvonne and I agree. It's Patrick Dempsey. We,
Andrew, who's yours?
Ooh.
The weird thing, it's also Patrick Dempsey.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to me, shop girl.
How do we get from movies
can
to here?
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Andrew gets so uncomfortable so quickly.
Like so quickly.
If we push a certain button.
Oh, it's kind of super fun.
Which is weird.
It's like one of my favorite pastimes. Which is making Andrew uncomfortable.
Weird, because the four of us, I guess maybe the three of us now that I know this, maybe you're never a part of these conversations. Our conversations always get pretty sexual and deep.
Oh, they do 100%. I'm just saying I do get uncomfortable sometimes.
And it's driven by me, usually, trying to make him feel uncomfortable.
Okay. She knows which buttons to push. And so, I mean, you guys were in the car ride home last night.
Yes.
It's Kate Beckinsale, by the way.
Good call.
Good call.
Sorry. Serendipity.
She's got it.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She doesn't die in that
And
one.
She's also, you know, I know she's got the accent and she's the second most
and
beautiful person.
And your mom
person.
Was British, so let's
We're not getting Oedipus in here.
Oh my God, how Freudian is that? You're right.
Take out the shovel and dig right in.
I bet if we looked in her past, maybe Kate Beckinsale was also a ballerina.
Certainly a performer.
Interesting.
Andrew's mom was.
Wow, let's break this down.
Yep.
Now, do you think that's why you're drawn to the stage?
Yes, the main stage.
Do you know what I just have to say something as we're giving all this crap that I love about you. Andrew is such a geeky theater kid at heart that he will do a thing that only theater kids do, which is we've all been taught that you can end on a song. So if Andrew's uncomfortable, have you noticed he just starts singing and walks out of a room? Like he'll be like, bah, 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 and he'll literally leave.
Right. I did that at breakfast just now.
I know.
I shuffled off to Buffalo.
Did you ever do that while you were filming The Bachelor?
He's very, you know, Andrew's very old vaudeville.
Yeah. When I say theater kid, I mean the theater. Like I mean back then.
He pulls out a horn and honks it and leaves. You're like, did Groucho Marx just walk out of the room? Like it's weird. You're right. He does.
If that's 100% does
that. He makes a scene to get out of a situation.
But wait, you know what I've never asked you about as we continue to pull you into the realms
if
of
he does that
awkward.
In bed at night?
No, well, you did. You were on The Bachelor. Were you ever, like, that's a show that gets, and I'll be honest, I've never seen your season, so don't spoil it for me.
Because you were 4 years old.
I don't end up marrying the girl.
I was going to watch it.
I traded up afterwards.
Maybe. Hey, by the way.
Yeah, how did that make him feel? I didn't watch it either.
Right, like were you so uncomfortable? You?
Spoiler alert, Andrew literally didn't die, but... kind of died on that one.
So, died?
Well, I will say the only reason I could make it through is I didn't actually think anyone was going to watch the show. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, it was sort of kind of getting there, but like,
bro, we had over 33 million viewers by then. We were the number one show on television.
So from my perspective, I didn't realize that
he's like, I'm British,
and like, and also.
We had Aaron Berge, 33 million viewers. Trista Wren up in the up 20s, 30 millions, and that was her, she was the highest rated. And then we came a couple seasons later was you.
Okay, I didn't know all the statistics.
We were at the height when you were The Bachelor, man.
It was not on his radar.
It wasn't on my radar. It wasn't on my and I just again I just couldn't fathom, not having done anything on TV or in show business or whatever else. I just couldn't fathom the idea that anyone would be interested enough to watch what I was doing.
No one's fighting him on that.
And crickets. Song, please. I guess we should probably say that we're with Andrew and Ivana Firestone, dear friends.
Are we recording this? We should start
recording. We are up here in Carmel, came up to Monterey for really no reason at all, other than this is a ginormous boondoggle for all of us. To come.
Kendall, as the producer of this weekend, what have you been told the reason we're here is?
Yeah, I'm curious. What is the purpose? Just
to all come together.
To
all
family.
Come together.
But
make
we do
memories.
Okay. Ben Higgins really likes to claim this like as his family gathering or something he created. But really, this is just like a.
Let me tell you what he did: give the first toast and take credit.
So last night,
and he said that you were also like a footnote.
Yeah,
so.
It was really a really bush league crap move by Higgins. And here's the thing. Last night, we're all together. We had this big family meal. It was awesome. And I guess the real reason is we just keep doing this because we have this close, tight-knit group of people that we just love. And we keep bringing everybody together. We go play golf. We go have great dinners. We're all together. And we slowly are adding people as well. Justin and Susie are here. Mm-hmm. Met them last night. Unbelievably nice. Both of them, like they just started dating. Two of the women that were on The Golden Bachelor.
Yep.
Susan. And Kathy, who are also unbelievably sweet.
I met Jason Tardik for the first time.
Jay Tardik is here.
Really, he's quality. Really good dude.
Very good guy. So, and we're just really trying to help him find love.
You guys are setting him up with somebody.
I might be guilty.
What'd you do with him?
Are you really setting him up?
I'm trying to. Also, feeling awkward.
Why is that weird? That's amazing.
It's my niece.
Oh, okay,
niece.
No, that just got weird. Yeah.
Yep, so, right away.
So, wait, that would make you his uncle?
You like Jason Tardik so much
uncle
from this first
Andrew
meeting.
And Andrew and Auntie Ivana.
Your nephew. That's fantastic.
Uncle Andrew, you're over here thinking, I got a new friend. No. You got to intimidate this guy. He's going to date your niece. You need to scare Tardik.
I don't know how he got Jason to date my niece. I mean, how do we get there so quickly?
Because Ivana set them up last night.
Oh.
When we all went to a bar to see a painting of Chris Harrison that hangs above a toilet. What a love story.
It does.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Books.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Books.com, promo code Chris. Books.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a true story that we needed to get to. There's a painting of me above a toilet at a bar called Sadie's here in Carmel, downtown Carmel. I had seen this before, and I knew that this painting existed because, I'll try to make this quick, a caddy who I've played with many times here at Pebble Beach, a very nice guy named Josh, is an artist, and he painted this painting of me. I didn't commission it. I didn't ask for it. It just happened. You know, I'm not Liberace. I'm not commissioning paintings of myself, but he's like, hey, I want you to have this painting. And I was like, you know, immediately, like Andrea, like I got uncomfortable. Cause like, what would I do with a painting of myself? Put it over my fireplace or, you know, I don't know, sit over my bubble bath. So he brings it to my house and he's like, here, you know, I want you to have this. I was like, thank you so much. And then he wanted money for it, which, okay, you know, it's his art. It's fine. But I wasn't prepared to buy a painting of myself because I didn't really need that in the first place. So I said, look, you go sell this. If you think you can make money off of it, God, but it's like Andrew Season. If anyone's going to watch him on The Bachelor, like, God bless you. And so he
felt like
it.
A drive-by shooting. I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
He took it back. I had no idea what happened to this painting. It just disappeared into the ether. Years later, I get a text message from first Ben Flanick, former Bachelor Ben Flanick, who is taking a selfie in a toilet at a bar in Carmel going, dude, you're up here. Then flash forward to Wells Adams. He and his brother, Brett, they are from here. So they're up here all the time. And Sadie's is kind of an institution. It is a dive bar in the middle of Carmel. It's kind of like, which one of these is not like the others? You're in the middle of all these cute shops. And then it's just like this cash only bar that's been there forever. And there is one bathroom. It's kind of like a water closet in the middle of this very tiny bar. And if you walk in there, right behind the toilet is a rather large,
oversized. It's oversized about the, it's the size of the wall.
Of me holding kind of a crown of roses.
Yep.
And I didn't know there's also a plaque underneath it that's like, man with crown of roses or whatever. And it's like donated by or like by Josh. Oh,
so nobody bought it.
They did. It went for millions.
I went to the bar. I went to the barkeep last night. I said, hey, what's the story behind the painting?
The barkeep.
So here's the great thing is the bartender's like, tells me this story. He's like, I don't really know. It's this guy and da, da, da. And apparently like, and I said, well, I can break down the first mystery. I'm the guy. And he's like,
well, he didn't know it was you.
I had no idea. We had this conversation. Had no idea it was me. And there was
incredibly
this,
accurate painting. Mm-hmm.
There was an older woman next to me and she's like, it was like the old man in the sea, like Hemingway. He's like, you want to know about the painting? I'll tell you. I'll tell you the truth about the painting. And I was like, "Oh my God!" Sit down. I said, "I was like, hi," and she's like, "I'm Dorothy." I said, "Okay, Dorothy, let's go." And her husband were sitting at the end of the bar. Apparently, they come there a lot. They're drinking tea. I sit down with Dorothy, and she says, "There was a guy who came to Pebble Beach and played golf, and he agreed to have a painting done of himself, and the person." Drove down to his house in LA. They agreed on $1,400. And when he got there, the guy wouldn't pay.
I didn't hear this.
He wouldn't pay the $1,400. He said he would only offer $400. So the guy left and he took the painting with him. I said, Dorothy, that is a fascinating story.
And let him have that.
I said, you want to know the truth?
Don't tell her the truth.
I did. And she said, what? And I said, well, Dorothy, I don't know why people aren't understanding this if they've been there a lot, but I said, I'm the guy in the painting. She said, what? So I blew Dorothy's mind. And so I introduced myself and she's like, oh my God. After we had a hug and we took a picture, I said, most of that story is correct, except for the fact that we ever agreed on the painting or ever talked about money until he got in my living room in LA. And I was like, I'm not going to pay $3,000 or $5,000 for an oil painting of myself. And I said, hey, just take this and go sell it. So the owner of this, Sadie's, somehow acquired it. And during COVID, from what I understand, he put it on an easel because you had to drink outside on the streets. They put it on an easel outside on the streets of downtown Carmel and the caddies would come and just drink around the painting.
Is that right?
No way.
Babe, that's kind of your dream.
It is actually my dream.
I mean, yeah.
Again, to have caddies story. Drinking
there's like 6% truth in that story. It was just a painting they couldn't put anywhere else. They stuck it in the bathroom.
But I mean, it's so weird that painting is. But the weird thing is, too, is honestly, Carmel, Monterey, Pebble, this is one of my and now Lauren's favorite places in the world. We love coming up here. So the fact that there is a weird shrine over a crapper in a dive bar is just poetic.
And it's the least subtle bathroom in the of any public space I've ever seen. Like if you have to go to the bathroom, it's a circle bar. Everyone's watching you go in and timing you how long you've been in there.
I mean,
I think any Bachelor fan should make a pilgrimage to Sadie's and Carmel, get a selfie with that.
Which we all did. We all crammed into the bathroom. You'll be seeing a lot of those social media posts.
I just love, I'm jealous that you had a moment with someone where you got to say, Dorothy, I'm that guy. I'm the guy in the painting. Like, whoever gets to say that.
What's funny is both the bartender and Dorothy, who clearly both of them have been there quite often. And again, there's one bathroom. And as Andrew said, the distance from the bar to the bathroom is maybe 3 feet.
Yep.
I mean, you turn around and you hit the bathroom door. So rather clean, by the way. I will give them credit at Sadie's. The bar itself, not so clean. The bathroom, very clean.
Yep.
Nice. So thank you for keeping my shrine very clean.
Yep.
So clean that you sat on the toilet to take a picture with your pants on. That was one of the weirdest things
ever. You and Ivana got so creeped out.
So
I did. What did I tell you to do before you went back into your hotel room?
Burn my pants.
Yeah,
I did.
So I thought it would be funny because, guys, you'll see the picture on Instagram. If not, go to my Instagram, at Chris B. Harrison. And you'll see that when I say it's above the crapper, it's
right there.
It's 12 inches above the crapper and it's huge. And so I thought it'd be funny if I sat on the toilet like I was using the toilet.
Yeah, we all get it. You don't have to explain it. We
that
just
was
think
amazing,
it's great.
I know why people I sit loved on the toilet. It.
But immediately, and I thought I was actually going to drop trowel. And then I realized I didn't know where the bathroom, I didn't know the situation of the geography. It had just been you guys, I would have dropped trowel. But when you open the door, you're in the bar. I mean, you're part of the bar. You might as well be sitting on the toilet and at the bar at the same time. The bartender could reach you. So that didn't seem like a great idea at the time. So I kept my pants on.
At any point, would you have put the seat cover on, though?
I don't know if they had seat covers.
There isn't one.
What but about line it with toilet paper?
No, they didn't build the pyramid. No, I'm not.
What's
a pyramid.
What's the point of a seat cover?
Yeah, I said this to Lauren. I said, you know what? If you really think that toilet seat is any dirtier than every bar stool and other seat we sit on, I bet it's not.
It might be cleaner if it's just someone's clean, naked skin.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
people urinate on
that
seat.
Is what I was thinking. No,
took a glance. I took a really good look and I quickly assessed that the bathroom itself is really clean.
Well, we should have had Andrew in there. He's the one whose nose don't have these shams and pillowcases and
but
don't
that
have
is
drawers.
The story, the mystery of the painting above the toilet at Sadie's.
And we had a great time. Yes. Thank you, Annabelle, for buying us a tequila shot. She was in town for the tournament. She was great. Her friend thought you were Joe Rogan. So that was funny.
There you go.
She was like, I love his podcast. I was like, oh, you listen? She's like, the Joe Rogan podcast.
Like, okay. That's really great. By the way, I love Joe Rogan too. He has a fantastic podcast. He's also a beefcake, and the dude's huge.
I have to say, thank you. We hadn't heard that one before. I don't think he's easily mistaken.
You're a beefcake? Yeah, I'm jacked. Yeah, I'm really jacked.
Ivana was setting up Jason, your future nephew, with your niece.
That was a great time.
I'm breathing. I'm not, I'm just breathing.
Wells and Sarah were there.
Yep.
Yeah, talking through some kind of ghost experiences she's had. She's very into ghosts.
Bob Guinea, Canyon showed up. They were there last night. So it was great. We had a great group.
It was a loud room.
We did. There's 30 of us, like, right? 30 at dinner.
I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but I think my mind went from, like, you intimidating Jason as his future uncle to you having to fight Jason if needed. And I don't know if you guys have ever talked about this, but of, like, the crew of guys who's here, if you had to fight somebody, who are you fighting?
There's a lot of the Bachelor people.
Wells,
I'm gonna go Wells. I'm going Wells Adams. He grew up here. Like, I don't think he's that feisty. He grew up coddled here in in Pebble Beach. That's my best shot.
Yeah,
you know.
My first time meeting Wells was when I interviewed him on JoJo's season, and they were having them do a challenge where they all had to, like, pretend to be firefighters.
Oh God, yes.
And, like, Jordan Rogers is crushing it. Right. Luke Pell guy is crushing it.
I forget who it was. We had a real firefighter on the show.
Oh yeah, Grant. Yeah, yes. And they have me interview Wells, and the producer's like, this guy's going to be great. He does radio for a living, so he's going to be like a soundbite machine, like sound really great. And I go over there and he's like, so gray and like near passing out, like truly, like in the middle of the interview, he goes, I don't think I can keep talking anymore. I need some water, because he just done like the physical exertion that all of the other male contestants were sailing through, to be honest. So I think Wells is a good choice.
Yeah. Well, I could just picture a fight with us. It would kind of be one of those like slap fights that ends up with us just kind of like hugging and wrestling each other on the ground. That'd be good. And then in like a minute and a half, we're like, I'm exhausted. All right, let's go play golf.
Yeah. Andrew, are you going with?
Who am I going to fight?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight. Am I going to fight Bob Guinea?
No. Cause scrappy.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit.
And he's also big. He was an athlete. I'm not going to, definitely not going to fight him. Justin, who I met last night, definitely not going to fight him.
Tardic monster. Tardic Buffalo, no, strong.
No, he's definitely, he's fit. Like,
you know, I learned he's played.
And you're going to be spending Christmases and Thanksgivings together the rest
of the year. Yeah, I don't want to make it awkward.
Yeah.
I just learned Jason used to play hockey. I never knew that. Yeah. And so, yeah, definitely.
Hockey and soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Wells or Ben.
It's Wells or Brett. I'd take Brett Adams, too.
Wells' brother.
Wells' brother?
Yes.
I think Brett can throw a punch. Yeah. That guy can throw back white claws and throw
white
punches.
Claw down and,
yeah.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a question for you, and I'm very serious about this question.
Uh-oh.
Do you feel like you have been ostracized and cut out of this bachelor world because of our relationship?
100%. But I don't care. Like, it's so funny you said that, because Bob and I were just talking about this.
Yeah.
And you know, again, I'm one of the dinosaur bachelors, so it's not like, you know.
But here's the thing. So is Trista. So is, like, there are others that are, you know, old school, that they keep, like Sean Lowe, even at this point, and they keep having them back and keep propping the franchise up. I've noticed you are easily one of the most popular. I'm not just blowing smoke. Yeah. You're easily one of the most successful, one of the most popular shows we ever had. And people are, you're very beloved when we go out and about, as much as any bachelor we've ever been with. And they have cut you completely out of the picture. Like, you don't get invited to anything.
I'll tell you the only thing that we got invited to, and it was Yvonne and myself and our kids. We came down to the wedding of
Jaden Tanner. Yeah.
And
that's still when I was with the show, though.
No, I know, but you invited me.
And it was probably because I invited you.
And the only reason, like, they had asked me before, they're like, do you want to come down? I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. Like, I'm not, I mean, why would I go?
Andrew's like, was I on a TV show?
No, but then Chris said,
is this the show I was on?
But Chris said, listen, no, come down. It'll be fun. And we can hang out. We can play golf. And you can, and we met Ben Higgins that time.
Yeah, I wanted to hook you up with Ben.
And so we did, of course, because I'll hang out with you guys anytime. I don't have a real connection with The Bachelor because they don't foster it really. And I don't really try and I don't cling on to it or hold on to it.
Well, you're right. It's twofold. One, they do a really poor job. Always have. Even when I was there, they did a really poor job of keeping that family tight knit group together and using it for good. I mean, honestly, for the benefit of all of us. But, the other side of that is you've never sought that out. Like, you've never needed it or wanted it. And so that's a big part of it too, is if these people really want it, they'll make a way to get back in.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think I've talked to anybody from The Bachelor in, you know, besides from this crew here in, I don't know, forever. I can't even remember the last time, which is totally fine, which is awesome. And Yvonne and I have our, you know, our own life and everything else going on. So it's, there's not really a big
I just
piece
thought
of
about it.
It's available.
I saw a big, they had something where a bunch of performers were there, and I'm like, that's weird that the Firestones aren't there.
But there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago actually, where we were like, I was on the cover of People magazine. They were doing an anniversary. It was me and Bob and Trista, and we were like the OGs. And
well, but I think that's because that's like the fan base knowing that you guys are beloved. But I don't think the show fosters that. Like last night,
it doesn't know good because they're not promoting their future shows. And there's so many. So like, I get it. There's no upside for them to include me, which is totally fine.
But I've only realized since not covering the show anymore how many people come up to me, and I'll just toot his horn for a second, but like say that Chris was the connection. And it's not just fans. Like last night, Bob Guinea was talking about his season, and I don't think you could hear this part because it was like so loud in the room, but Bob turned to me and was like, Chris is the only reason I survived the show. Like he is the only reason I even made it through my season was because he was a friend to me. And it was really sweet.
Higgins and I have had those conversations too. And I love Bob and I do love Ben. I know you don't care, but I found it odd.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you thought about that too, where I mean, you have been surgically removed.
It gets brought
and
up.
And I apologize. And I am a little sorry that you went down with the boat.
No way. It was funny. I was asked like, oh, did you go to the wedding? The golden wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Why would I ever, I'm like, who's going to go? And there was a lot of other people there. Trista was there and Bob went, I think.
Yeah.
You know, what's the worst move on that from a TV perspective? Mm. They're literally not inviting the family of models that came out of the franchise. The Firestones are literally a family of models. They model for the Ritz-Carlton. They model for Abercrombie.
I would put them
These two and their children are paid models.
Yeah, I put this family up against anyone in the Bachelor family.
Put these faces on TV. It's idiocy. If it's insanity. Doing,
you know, that is a better discussion. Like hottest family, best looking family. For sure, Firestones. And it's really 100%.
Dean and Galen, we're sorry. We know you're in the room now. You're beautiful.
No,
but not they're even, literally they.
Well, no, it's not. It's first of all, it's not Andrew. But you look at Ivana, Brooks, Anya, even Shane. You know, he's really coming into his own. Yeah, he loves chili for some weird reason. But he's a. I mean, it's a good-looking family. Like it is an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Can I ask? And we need to wrap magazine. With you guys, but seriously, I want to applaud Ivana because this is something she's done in the last couple of years. Like created this modeling career for the entire crew. And you guys are crushing it. They're about to go on a cruise because they've been hired to film and do ad campaigns for a cruise line, which is incredible. So what's that been like for you guys? Like, she's your sugar mama now. And so, Andrew, is that how's that going for you?
So I think one of the coolest things that's happened over the last few years is like, you know, again, the Bachelor thing was so long ago, and I don't have that big of a connection with it. But Ivana, you know, raised our three kids, supported me so much in my, you know, starting my business. In the last 4 or 5 years, she has been able to go and like create and foster and grow this career for herself that she had before. When I met her, you got to remember, I used to be the one that was like the plus one when all her red carpets and when I would go to her photo shoots, I was the one that was the hanger on. And but then while I was building my business and raising the kiddos, she was bearing the brunt of doing all of that work or most of that work. And now we're at a point where she can now focus back on that, which is so fun for me to watch and to be able to be that again and like kind of like bask in that.
You
and
love so, being a hanger on.
No, I do. And then so we did. So she just booked for our family a massive, massive campaign and I had nothing to do with it. And she did it on her own. She hustled it, made it happen. And she manages all three of our kids who are working all the time. And she does all that. And I, you know, again, I get a lot of credit for things that I've done in the past, but she doesn't get enough credit for the stuff that she does now.
Wow, guys. Thanks.
Ivana, do you, I mean, in all seriousness, because I've always known you to be a badass on every level, because I met you before kids. I've seen you raise
mainland
your kids.
Pickleball, though.
And pickleball, international pickleball champion. But to have watched this, you know, next chapter in your life, to have watched that evolve, to see the fire burning in you again, like, is it exciting for you to get back to that and to feel that fire? I mean, you have your kids aren't gone, by the way. You're not done with that. I just want to break this to you guys. Shane can't move out yet, but like, has that been exciting?
Yes, it's been so exciting. And I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. The fact that I went back at 45, who would have ever thought? But it's been awesome, and it's nice to have a thing.
Yeah.
That feels good to have a thing, something to, you know, work towards and do. And this cruise is going to be amazing. It's Icon of the Seas. The kids are going to have so much fun. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Are we invited on that?
Yeah, you know.
Are we not?
All right. Much as The Bachelor cut them out, they've cut us out. I think this is a good place to stop.
That was a quick no.
Before we stop. But before we stop, one thing that we noticed, a lot of our, you know, like we get to this age and as long as we've been married, there's a lot of tension ends up boiling between couples because you're at this point where like she's had this assignment for so long raising the kids. I've had this assignment, whatever else. And then you get to a point where you're like, wait a second, I want this. And this is what, you know, like what she needs and what she wants and what I've gotten used to sometimes aren't in congruence. And so we had a rough patch where we had to try and talk through and figure out that like, wait a second, like this is important to her, not just because, you know, it's important to her from a, you know, from a financial perspective, whatever else, but a fulfilling part of it. And I had to, I was like a re-education for me to think that like,
I am crying. Andrew, work is being done.
By the way, it's first of all, it's been a great way to have self-realization.
Yeah.
This is growth, but it's also something that every couple who has children have to face. And it is 100%. I know we talk about finances and all that, but it's one of the biggest reasons couples end up getting divorced and going their separate ways is because one or the other has defined themselves for the better part of a decade or two on raising children.
Yep.
And when that is over to a certain degree and they go to high school or go to college or whatever, and you're like, oh crap, my definition just left. Now what am I? And what? And so if you guys have not, if you don't do the work that you're just talking about, that self-realization and figure that out, you do end up going several ways.
I promise you, I was almost too late to it. I was so focused. I was looking down. I'm like, everything's awesome. I've got a beautiful wife, three amazing kids, whatever. I mean, my life is amazing. Yeah. And I wasn't looking left. I wasn't looking to my partner enough. And she, you know, she wasn't quiet about it, but I was but then I didn't realize for a while how important it was to fulfill her. And when she's full, when she's happy, it makes me that much happier. And so it's been a pivot in our relationship, in our family, that she now controls this big part of what we do. And it's so much more balanced than it has been, I think, in our entire life.
Wow. I love that we
high five.
We started this podcast by saying we were going to make Andrew uncomfortable, and now he's spun it around on us, and he's just crushed us all with that emotional realization.
We also talked about who you thought was going to die first, me or Bob Guinea. So
you know, we didn't answer that. I don't know if that we want to.
No.
Dean and Kaylin, have we scared you with this conversation? Newlyweds.
We will say goodbye to the Firestones. We love you guys. Y'all are, of course, dear, dear friends to us. And we love any time we get to hang out with you guys. And I can't wait to be done with this because then we can spend the rest of the day together.
I know. I can't wait to go back to that bathroom and look at that picture.
So we're going to spend the rest of the day. Thank you, guys.
Love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.